News, I'm Ben Thomas. The House, in a party-line vote, has approved an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Ed Donahue has more.
Speaker Mike Johnson said Republicans do not take this responsibility lightly and will not prejudice the investigation's outcome. He added the evidentiary record is impossible to ignore. Despite concerns from some in the party about a lack of evidence, Oversight Committee Chair James Comer pointed out every Republican voted for the inquiry.
We have a simple question that I think an overwhelming majority of Americans have. What did the Bidens do to receive the tens of millions of dollars from our enemies around the world?
Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin likened this to a mystery.
The reason mysteries are called whodunits is because they start with a crime and then you have to try to figure out who did it. The Biden impeachment investigation isn't a whodunit, it's a what is it?
No evidence has emerged President Biden acted corruptly or accepted bribes in his current role or previous office as vice president. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The judge in former President Trump's 2020 federal election interference case has put it on hold while he further appeals his claim of immunity. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear arguments on limits to a commonly used abortion medication, mifepristone. And the Federal Reserve has, for a third straight time, decided to keep its key interest rate unchanged. This time, it led to a record-setting day on Wall Street.
It was pretty easy to figure out why the Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped 512 points atop the 37,000 mark for the first time ever. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says it's all about the Fed.
As the Federal Reserve signals the possibility not only of remaining on hold with interest rates for the foreseeable future, but perhaps 325 basis points rate cuts in 2024 is something the stock market eagerly embraces.
Markets have been rallying since October amid rising hopes that those cuts may be on the way. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is AP News. The Library of Congress has added 25 more films to its National Film Registry. AP Entertainment correspondent Margie Zaraletta has details.
Houston, we have a problem.
Apollo 13, Terminator 2, Judgment Day, and Fame are among the films the Library of Congress has selected for preservation because of their cultural or historical significance.
Other than that, I'm in good shape.
The list also includes Home Alone, Desperately Seeking Susan, Bamboozled, and Love and Basketball.
Come on, lady. Over here.
Lady and the Tramp and The Nightmare Before Christmas also make the list.
There's color everywhere. What's this? There's white things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes. I must be dreaming. Wake up, Jack. This isn't fair. What's this?
The newest films included are 12 Years a Slave and 20 Feet from Stardom from 2013. The oldest is A Movie Trip Through Filmland from 1921. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.